JFM Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
Now, an overnight success after 250 years, that is how I'd like to portray my next guest, David Kearsey, founder or co-founder of Friesen. Sounds great, doesn't it? Friesen. This Waterford-based farm, a Ballyhussa farm, has started making what my notes say is hand-rolled ice cream. The last time I heard of hand-rolled ice cream was when I dropped and promptly picked up my Teddy's ice cream, abiding by the famous five-second rule. David Kearsey is on the line from Dunmore at the Food Festival there. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Conal, and thanks for having me on the show.
Not at all. It's a pity you can't be with us, but I can prefer. I would like you prefer to be down in Dunmore East. Is that where
absolutely,
you are?
Absolutely, yeah. We're just setting up shop here for day two of the food festival. We had a fantastic day yesterday, and the sun's shining, and the sun's shining again today, so it should be another great day here.
It is a beautiful place to be. Is it the Spinnaker? Is that the name of the pub down there that does beautiful food?
Is
it the Spinnaker, or one of those? Yeah,
I have been in quite a few different choices.
250-year-old cows. Is that what you have?
not quite. That's how long the Kearseys have been farming in Ballyhussa. But no, we've no cows quite that old. Our Friesians, they do live a long life, but not quite that long.
And what is hand rolled ice cream?
Yeah, so the hand rolled ice cream, it's a process I saw a few years ago in Thailand, and it's quite popular in Southeast Asia. It's been around for a few years there, and it's a process where you have a freezing plate. It's kind of like what you'd make crepes on, but the opposite in that it's cool to minus 20. So your ice cream it's not frozen until it hits the plate. And you chop in the selected toppings, so it's a bespoke ice cream for the customer, and they get to see it being formed in front of them, and it's very fresh, and it's a process that it's a bit of a show, and there are a couple of other companies in Ireland that are doing it at the moment, but I believe we're the first that are doing it with milk from our own farm, so it's a great way of grabbing people's attention. People walking past will come over. If we were just doing a scooped ice cream, they may not have an interest, but it brings the customer over. They want to see what's going on. There's a lot of chopping and loud noise involved in it. So yeah, it's a bit of fun, but it's also it's a high quality product that we're trying to sell. So
one of the reasons that I presume you had to go into this is a value add, as we like to say on the show, is it that your moo cows are making milk, but you have to make more of your milk?
Exactly. that's exactly it.
So one of the problems, though, that I can hear or see, obviously I can't see you, but I can hear from you, is that it's you and is it the brothers? You said it was, you called it a show. The problem of trying to be a show and trying to sell volume.
Yeah, that is something we're going to have to think about. Like we are in our first year, and I suppose the way we're looking at it, with the rolled ice cream, it allows us to serve really fresh ice cream and chop in homemade ingredients and things like garden mint that you couldn't add into a tub of ice cream and maintain those sort of flavors without adding in preservatives and additives. So it's great for now and for where we are starting up and trying to build up our brand image and allow people to see what we're about. But how we will build that on into the future, it's obviously very labor intensive.
So what is the answer to that?
I suppose there's two ways we're going. Since we started, obviously we've been looking at other companies doing it. There's a big company doing it in the UK, and their approach is that they've set up kiosks in shopping centres around the UK, and they have fantastic business all year round. Even if you see in any of the Irish shopping centres, you have people that will eat ice cream on the coldest day in winter because they're in a warm environment and they still get warm walking around to the shop. So that is one route we could look down and we are looking at. or and the other way would be to obviously to keep building on our brand image and letting people know what we're about by attending festivals and events like the food festival here in Dunmore, and then branch into more of a retailable product like a tub ice cream. So that's another option that we're looking at down the line.
That is how a small company called Ben & Jerry started off as well, of course. So there is room for expansion. Tell me about the name Friesen Friesen. I love it. Who came up with that?
I could claim that I came up with it, but I'm not even sure. I think we had the name Friesen Friesen ever before we even knew what we were going to be selling. It was just a bit of a tongue twister. And obviously the Friesen are... The farm at home is a pedigree Friesian herd, so it was great to get that into the name, and it's kind of a fun, catchy name.
Okay, well now, if anybody wants to find you, and if they want to maybe franchise your Friesen Friesians, where will they find you besides down at Ballyhussa Farm?
We're just doing events at the moment, like Dunmore East, and we have the Curragh next weekend. And that's kind of our plan for the rest of the summer, is to try and get to as many events and in front of the type of clientele that will see value in what we're doing. And then we'll see where we go from there. We'll look to maybe set up something a bit more permanent where people can find us a bit easier than just tracking us. But for now, if people want to find us, definitely we're very active on social media, so Instagram, Facebook, you can find us there, Twitter.
Well, the Ruth girl, that's our producer, Ruth Devaney, wants to find out, can she hire you?
Absolutely, yeah, we are available for weddings and parties, and we can certainly do that, and we'd be open to
Bert Stitz and bar mitzvahs, isn't that what they say? Yeah. And the newsroom down here is very upset. I told them Friesians were coming in, and they all said, woohoo, we're going to have ice cream. And then I said, nope, change of plan. He's down at the Dunmore East Food Festival. And today's haul, we normally get goodies, you know, chocolate or gin or something. You know what I've got? I've got a 1 GU10 bulb. That's my today's haul from the Sunday Business Show. I could have had lovely hand-rolled ice cream, but you're not here.
Well, We have a drone that we're going to try, and we're testing deliveries with the drone today. Now, I'm not sure if it'll make it to Dublin, but
I think it might be well. Certainly on a day like today, it'll be well melted by the time we might make it up here. Listen, continued success with your Friesian ice cream, and we will put, as usual, all details up onto the website for anybody who wants to find you. But if they want to find you today, David Kearsey is down at the Dunmore East Festival. I'm going to do one further shout out. Good morning, Niall and Connell. That's nice, Niall. Always call him nice, Niall. Happy Sunday to you both, and happy Sunday to you. Would love a shout out for my business, Health and Harmony in Loughrea. I run a rustic day spa in East Galway and specialise in helping couples who have been struggling to conceive. I show them how to improve their fertility with natural and holistic methods. I call my plan the Womb Nurture Method, which has been very successful with 38 babies born and 7 pregnancy announcements this year. That's from Denise. You might keep away from that if you don't want it to conceive, of course. We have a competition winner. Barry Walsh is our winner. Twitter at The Linden is what he calls himself, at The Linden, co-creator of Find My Pint. That's at My Find My Pint. Now, big news. If anybody wants to follow Team SBS, we have the biggest news about a major pivot of the Sunday Business Show, but we're going to reveal all this coming Sunday. Next Sunday, we will tell you the biggest news ever from the Sunday Business Show.
Today FM Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.